Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a beautiful January afternoon in California. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you as I reach over here for the green pen and the blue pen. So welcome, everyone, to Tuesday 2 for Tuesday. Just looking here, getting dialed in for the call today. It is good to be here with you. I've just closed all chats, had a contractor in my main house and three contractors in my investment property. So welcome, everyone. A lot of production here at Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. 5 prospecting calls, 6 coaching hours, and 4 contractors. A lot of production. Welcome, everyone. Henry Klauke, good to see you at Henry 2 for Tuesday. Henry, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. You are the first to be here this afternoon. Welcome, everyone. If you are on Susan Dampier's call last night, it was awesome to meet you. If you're here this afternoon, Cassioka Turcott, Lisa Faye Pazanza, Dana, good to see you this afternoon. As I am navigating the minefield, my ice machine just broke down on my main property. So a contractor here, 3 contractors, my other property, 5 prospecting calls and 6 coaching hours, a lot of production in the Golden Mastermind Studios. So welcome, everyone. Good to hear Lisa. Let's everyone say hello to Lisa down under in Australia. Lisa, good to see you. Honored to be your client, coach, and client. I coached Lisa in 1 hour. So welcome, everyone. Topic for today's Facebook Live. So what I do every week is I put together this list right here. This is what I cover, and this is how I cover it. I seldom cover all the main points, but I write it out so that my assistant can then email it out. And this is what it looks like in the email. So it goes from this to this. This is good old-fashioned Sharpies written out, and I have those written out 2 months in advance. So I have a system, so the next one I do will be on Wednesday, and that will be for the 9th week out in advance. So today's topic is letting go of unresolved anger. In 2015, I wrote a book called The Anger Factor, and I wrote that book. Oh, Andre, good to see you in Australia. I wrote that book primarily because I had read a book for many, many years called Angry All the Time. It was written by a husband-wife team called Efron and Potter. So I had read that book many, many times in my own recovery, understanding anger, hate, resentment, and then disappointment and frustration. Those are the 5 different degrees of anger. The deepest degree of anger is called resentment. Resentment is the abiding anger, the anger we hold on to. And that's also where detachment comes from. So when we detach from someone, we're not really letting go. We are holding on, but we're saying, I'm so done with them. I'm so fucking done with them. I'm never going to talk to them again. Non-attachment, on the other hand, allows us to fully participate. Even with those people who we are letting go of, we can still participate with them, and they can say whatever they say, and we can be non-attached to them. Non-attachment allows you to participate in life. And so if you ever join our 12-step group on Sunday nights that Aaron Scott and I host, Aaron Knight and Scott Lucas and I host, we cover that. And so we bring 70 years of sobriety to that very call. So if you ever want to plug into that, that's at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Amy, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Andre, so good to see you, Henry. So sobriety consciousness, Henry says, is a phenomenal group. And what we cover that in what it means to really be non-attached. And that's one of the highest levels of consciousness as you're scaling sobriety, recovery, and then consciousness. Now, when I'm speaking sobriety in my world, I'm not talking specifically about drugs and alcohol, anorexia, bulimia, all that is part of it. But the sobriety that I'm assisting my clients understand is an emotional sobriety. And that is anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. And as you have a better understanding how those emotions create anxiety, fear, and doubt, then you're now moving out of the trauma bonds. The trauma bond are the feelings we hold on to, that we were traumatized and we are bonded to that trauma, and then we recreate situations over and over to fulfill the feelings. And most of the world doesn't even really know why they're doing it. Now, if you coach with me or follow my content or read my books or read David Hawkins, I've been teaching this process from into my 24th year. Now, when I initially started, I wasn't advanced, obviously, as I am today. But today, I'm very, very skilled in assisting my clients and my following understand that there's a specific skill set when it comes to letting go. Letting go is an emotional separation from the feelings that shape a neuron that wires, fires, and then forms that feeling. It means you become skilled at interrupting a feeling in mid-moment. So that's when you catch yourself, you breathe, release, and let go. Now you're changing the wiring. The objective is not to rewire, it's to wire. It's to wire a set of circuits so that you're not putting an old engine into the chassis. You're not rebuilding an engine, it's the new engine. And that new engine is you. And that you is the you that you've always been capable of becoming. And that is where you are right here, right now. I've been coaching for 24 years. I've seen miraculous breakthroughs of people. I've seen people be rock bottom and become millionaires. And also, while they're doing that, they also start to become emotionally sober so that they're not pissed off millionaires. I've also seen people who have become very successful in being their best self. I never measure success by money, stature, or accomplishment. I measure success by the person that someone is becoming. And that person that someone is becoming, they're becoming their best self. And in that best self is when you change who and what you attract. That's when the world begins to open up to you. So you can be a pissed off, angry, successful person, but that doesn't mean that you're sober. That doesn't mean that you're even a good person. It means that you mastered some level of success, but because one's too many and a thousand's not enough, and you're still not good enough, that you insatiably have to have more success to feed that engine. And as you begin to have a better understanding of what it means to let go of unresolved anger can be triggered by a feeling, by an event. So how many of you grew up with a parent that had road rage? I've coached people before who their parents pulled over and got into fist fights with people. I once coached a man who the person behind him followed his parent into a store and they got in a fist fight in a store. And my client is witnessing this. So that's what creates a trauma bond, the fight or flight, the unpredictability. And how many of you have ever been in the back seat of a car where parents are raging when you're in the back seat and you're an absolute fight or flight? Or how many of you had a parent that reached behind the seat and grabbed you by the ear and banged your head against the door? Any multitude of situations, this is the fight or flight. How many of you actually grew up with an angry parent who was unpredictable, or an angry brother or sister who traumatized the whole family? And then the term was, we all walked on, you know, those pins and needles and eggshells. Those are what families do. They, instead of carpet, they lay down broken eggshells and they lay down pins and needles and they walk around on them all day. I mean, that's the metaphor. And that's the way that many people talk as a grown-up about their childhood, about those people that were unpredictable. I once had a person tell me they had a really good childhood, and yet their brother attempted to strangle them. I mean, these are the situations that many people live repressed in feelings, and they tend to stuff them and not really understand the collateral damage that it causes. By letting go, you're becoming non-attached. You're letting go of the feelings attached to events. Now you're raising your energy, scaling your consciousness, and you're moving into a place where you're not giving the past so much significance and you're not worried about a future that hasn't happened. What many people do is when they start a business, they have so much anxiety about the future that hasn't happened, about fucking up, making mistakes, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, saying the right thing. Oh my God, they might actually join me. They might buy from me. Then I would have to be responsible. Any multitude of situations. If you have found yourself being a chronic avoider, a chronic procrastinator, then the content that I'm delivering for you is right here for you this afternoon. And underneath a lot of that chronic avoiding, the stuffed feelings is resentment and unresolved anger, because you're not sure if you can do it good enough, perfect enough. And then you're upset at yourself and upset at other people. If you're comparing yourself to someone else, that's your own resentment. And if you can't measure up to someone else, And that's a situation that you want to let go of. Don't ever compare yourself to someone else, because first of all, you have no idea the journey they've been on. Everyone pays the price of success, and people pay it at different places on the journey. And so you don't want to be measuring yourself up against someone else. When someone has instant gratification and instant results, well, you don't know what they did before that ever happened. And occasionally there are people who are lucky, but you're going to be much better off is to specialize in your own skill of letting go and celebrate other people's accomplishments without feeling jealousy or envy. And then you won't be transmuting those feelings out there of resentment. And when you let go of anger, you become much more approachable. You become much more attainable. You become much more lovable. You spread much more joy. But when you're holding on to anger, what you're really holding on to are the violations that have happened to you throughout the course of your life. And if you're angry all the time, it means your ego is looking for a fight. Your ego wants to justify, be right. Your ego wants to be in conflict. It's called conflict consciousness. And as you have a better understanding of this in rigorous honesty, you understand that this is me and that I'm really angry and I cast it out. And many people are codependent, don't really understand how that dis-ease also creates anger. What happens to codependent people who enable, over-obligate, they come from serving. They're serving people, and they tend to over-serve. And can I get you something? Can I get you more? Can I fill your plate? Can I get you dessert? Can I get you, get you, get you? Can I get, can I get, can I get? So these people tend to over-obligate themselves. They enable themselves. They have challenges with boundaries, and they have challenges drawing the line. And they say yes to too many situations, and they get in, like Henry says, the drama triangle of codependency. And that drama triangle of codependency, Henry, go ahead and state what that is for us. So in Cassie just said seeking approval. And when you seek approval and don't get it, that's what creates the anger. Because then it creates the ego that goes, after all I've done, I can't believe this. I'm a really good person. I loaned them money and they didn't pay it back. Well, was your biggest mistake was, don't loan money. If you're going to give it to someone, give it to someone. But when you loan it to people who you already know aren't going to pay it back based on guilt and resentment, well, you've already crossed the line. And as you begin to have a better understanding, rescuing, resenting, then being the victim. That's the trifecta of codependency. That is rescuing, resenting, then feeling victimized by the set of circumstances that oftentimes we create because we do not have healthy boundaries. And as you begin to prove on this phase of your recovery, this phase of sobriety, you'll start to scale consciousness and elevate your energy so that you're not the mind-body connection to anxiety, fear, and doubt. And if you live in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're chronically worrying about the events that haven't happened, or you're looking over your shoulder and you are regretting the things that you've done. And this keeps you bonded to the events you hold on to. And many people don't even know what they're holding on to. They're just holding on to this whole set of energy that says, I'm not good enough. And then they're paralyzed when it comes to changing. And I've seen many people in actually sobriety who actually are sober, but they're still paralyzed by the thought of being successful, because that becomes the next bridge that you cross that is called self-esteem. And that self-esteem means regard for self without feeling guilty or shame, feeling good enough to be able to move into a state of higher consciousness, being able to present business ideas and features, being able to write content and share your ideas with the world without worrying about making mistakes, getting in trouble, judged, criticized, or all the other situations that the ego creates before you even get there. And as you practice this skill of letting go, the inner game of letting go is the separation of the feeling. It's a longer breath cycle. It's the acceptance of where you are in humility. And in humility, you're able to look at the situation for what it is without being critical. You can actually be honest without being critical. I mean, it is highly, highly possible. I've asked clients before, can you go one whole day without being critical? If you encounter someone who compliments you, receive the compliment. And many people are so in their head and so overwhelmed in their analytical egoic mind that they don't even hear the compliment that someone is offering them. And that's acceptance, accepting that compliment, but not only accepting it, but accepting with gratitude. And that gratitude begins to change the anger that you hold on to. And as you begin this separation of letting go of unresolved anger, anger typically comes from a violation. It can either be from parents, playground, any multitude of situations that we hold on to. We get singled out. We get picked on. We aren't good enough. We're told that we aren't that you have ADD, ADHD, and another series of situations that you hold on to. And then anger is this feeling that you hold on to that you're not good enough. And then you see other people around you, and your ego goes, they're succeeding and I'm not. And that's where envy and jealousy and resentment comes from. And this is what causes conflict. Many people move into this state and then they feel that they're not getting their just rewards. And they feel that they should be further along. Your ego will chronically say this when you're addicted, I'm not where I should be. Well, actually, you're absolutely where you are for a reason. And when you accept those reasons and you accept the character defects that you've been holding on to, and you become rigorously honest about these situations that you have created or that someone else put upon you, and even if they put upon you, you can begin to become non-attached to that. You can forgive, you can be grateful, you can accept, and this is what changes the energy of what you hold on to. Now, I am recovering from anger, and I'm a recovering grinder. So I would grind right here and a recovering clencher. So as a recovering clencher and grinder, I would stay in the state of pissed off, which also causes prostate issues, bladder issues. It also can affect L4, and L4 is the lower lumbar. So if you're right-handed, it typically shows up on that side. On your left side, that's L4. You can find this content in any mind-body book, but specifically Louise Hay's content. You can heal your life. You can heal your body. If you're a clencher, it also shows up right here, C1 and C2. This is the cervical. There's 7 vertebrae in the cervical spine, the thoracic, and the lumbar. Those are the 3 sections of your torso, the neck, the back, and the lower back. And so anger and resentment oftentimes shows up in C1 and C2. That's right here. So these are control issues, and they're also perpetrated by right here, grinding and clenching. And this is why people go to a dentist, because they end up having a headache. The headache is oftentimes a byproduct of unresolved anger. And there's a book called The Mind-Body Prescription by Dr. John Sarno that breaks this down in a syndrome called tension myositis syndrome. And so the pressure we put on ourselves, the pressure we're under, the pressure that a parent put on us to perform to a set of standards that was a moving target that we could never hit. So if you had a parent who had a moving target that you could never hit, or you yourself had a target you could never hit, so it leaves you susceptible to being never good enough. And here you are 20, 30, 40, 50, and you're still in this hurt, harm, blame, shame game of not being good enough, which then creates resentment. And that resentment is an abiding anger. And that type of anger is then what creates diseases in the body. And the longer you hold on to it, the higher tolerance to it. So the more you start to understand why you do what you do, why I do what I do, then you move into the state of I'm no longer the mind-body connection to these events. That's the separation. That's the letting go. That's the actualization. That's the understanding. That's the letting go process, that I don't have to live like this. I'm so done with this. And then when you use affirmations, you begin to change the communication between the brain and the body. I'm always late. I'm learning how to be on time. I'm always pissed off. Well, I'm learning how to let go of my anger. The way you communicate between the brain and the body is going to dictate the message that you're sending. It also dictates the message between the brain and the body. And when you continue to live in a brain-body connection that's not good enough, well, it's collateral damage. You're unequivocally going to have gut issues, back and neck issues, a series of situations that are going to affect you. You're going to have challenges in your feet. You're going to have challenges in multiple situations, lymphatic system, adrenal system. When you process, think, and analyze, and try and figure everything out and live in your head, you're absolutely exhausting your adrenal system. The more you understand this and begin letting go, adrenal fatigue comes from a lifetime of not being good enough and putting so much pressure on yourself. And as you begin the facilitation of letting go, it's a skill set, and it will require some practice and repetition in letting go. But most importantly, there's a mechanism to letting go that requires you to understand it. And as you understand it, now you're always letting go. That becomes the affirmation. I'm always letting go. But if you're always overwhelmed, how can you always let go? You can't. Those, you can't coexist with those two. So if you live in an always overwhelmed state of always unorganized, always behind, always can't get your car in your garage, well, what does that even mean? That means that you're going to recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill the same set of feelings. And this is why letting go of anger, resentment, hate, and there's a lot of hate going on in the world today. I mean, there has been for centuries, but more so now than ever. The great divide is happening. It's us against them and them against us, and they're with us or without us, and there's not enough love to really go around in the world. There's a lot of situations that you witnessed in the last 2 years. The great divide is happening, and you want to do your best to navigate that and do your best to be in the middle of it as much as possible and not get seduced or sucked down the rabbit hole that gets you pissed off, worried about a future that hasn't happened, takes you out of your production, your love, joy, and bliss. You want to do your best to be your best while this is going on. This is what non-attached is. And in that non-attached state, you can still create results, be an ambassador of change, be an ambassador of goodwill, be able to be a mentor and a leader to people. You can also be a sponsor in 12-step programs. There's a lot you can do and be regardless of what's going on in the world. And that really comes down to you being your best you. And as you have a better understanding of that, that means you're lovable, you're good enough, you're capable, and that you're able to be and stay in the middle of this all without overwhelming yourself. I've been assisting people for 24 years on the addiction to overwhelm. So I've been, the affirmation that I teach my clients is that I don't get overwhelmed. So I'll do exercises with clients and I'll say, okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and then your answer is going to be, I don't get overwhelmed. John, what do you do when you're overwhelmed? John goes, I don't get overwhelmed. John, surely you get overwhelmed. I don't get overwhelmed. John, I know you get overwhelmed. I don't. I mean, so there's, you change the brain-body connection. If you grew up in a household that was unpredictable, you got overwhelmed by it. If you grew up in a household where there's violence and you're an adult child of addicts, an adult child of alcoholics, it is amazing how many people have never heard of ACOA or what it even means. It means adult child of alcoholics, but you can take that to the next level. It really means adult child of addicts. And that's practically everyone. So if you grew up in this household, you grew up in this environment where there's a lot of unpredictability, there's violence, there's affairs, and if you become a mentor, a confidant, you lose your identity, you have to become a grown-up before your time, well, this sets you up to be codependent. It sets you up to be in an overwhelmed state. It sets you up to be a giver and a server. It sets you up to enable, over-obligate, and do more for others than you do for yourself, putting yourself last, then wondering why you never get to eat, you never get to dine. Well, the reason is because conditioned behavior. And when you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feeling, you are letting go. And so when letting go becomes a skill set, it's a situation that it's a skill that you can take everywhere with you. So that you don't find yourself angry and pissed off as frequently. You're able to breathe and release and not give so much power to someone else. You're not finding the flaw, and that's what people are angry do. They find the flaw in others so they can deflect from looking at themselves. And when you can look at yourself objectively and honestly and see your own character defects and spend less time pointing out others, now you're in a space of consciousness. It's called rigorous honesty. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. I want to thank our Australians for being here today. I saw two Australians on our Facebook Live here this afternoon. If you are new to my Facebook Live, I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions. If you would like to receive a free 20-minute coaching sessions, feel free to reach out. I did a Zoom call last night. 14 people requested a session. So that was, I believe that was a record for the last 2 or 3 years. So if you'd like a free 20-minute coaching session, thank you, Beth. Beth Dodd, good to see you. John Law, good to see you. Lori, good to see you. Good to see all of you. Beth, I met you so many years ago. John, my honor to have been your coach. So all of you on today's Facebook Live, love you. Have a great afternoon. Tonight, I will be back here at midnight Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 9 o'clock Pacific. Beth, I'm going to be doing a call for your team for 12 weeks, so I'm really looking forward to that. So thank you, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Love you. Good night and goodbye.